You are tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We are online at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This week, we're bringing you the stories of domestic violence survivors. And today we meet Brian Gardner, who tells us although his father never laid a hand on him, watching what his mother went through has left painful scars. We hear his story in his own words.
I think when you're a child, you're so terrified, and even though nothing's ever physically happened to you, you don't know what's going to happen if you try to do anything. There were many a time where I wanted nothing more to run to a neighbor or call the cops or whatever, but you figured the outcome would, the fallout for doing that, or the repercussions, rather, for doing that would be even worse. My father was very physically abusive to my mother. You know, I would see the outcomes. I'd see the black eyes, and I'd see the broken noses and the arms and slings and just horrible things that kids should not have to witness, and horrible things that wives should not have to go through and husbands should not be doing to their spouses. As a child, for a long time, I had a speech impediment. I would stutter. I would, you know, have, right, it's all tension-related, essentially, or stress-related, but you'd have different things in your life which you'd realize weren't right, but, you know, as a kid, you don't know any better. You know, as you become an adult and you do a little bit of counseling, you start realizing that these are all kind of results of, you know, trauma, essentially, you had when you were younger. In our community that we lived in, I think that, you know, most of my parents' friends knew. You know, generally, my parents wouldn't have friends all that long. Everybody loved my mom, but I'm sure when they figured out the deal, they would kind of back off. She actually told me that she knew in the first 6 months she was married that she needed to have gotten out, but she didn't want to basically have a failed marriage. She was physically abused for 17 years. 14 years of that, she had me. The other thing, I guess other reasoning that she told me that she stayed in is that she didn't want to take me away from my father. But what the mothers out there, the women out there that have children in these situations need to understand is the damage that they're doing to their kids by keeping them around an abusive parent is just horrific. And any gain that they get from, or I guess any positive that comes out of the child staying in that environment is completely overshadowed by the damage they're causing them. And this damage may not be seen for years and years and years to come. I can distinctly remember it was Valentine's Day, 1986. I remember Valentine's Day is a day you want to get your mom a card and flowers and celebrate better things in life. And my parents had probably the most horrible fight they ever had that day. That was the day that my father took a black cast iron skillet to my mother and broke her arm and literally beat her with a cast iron skillet. That day, I think my mom finally came to the realization that she needed to leave before she ended up to be a statistic and be dead. I have done a little bit of therapy in the past, a number of years ago, but honestly, most of my therapy has been actually talking about this with my wife. And my wife has been a wonderful, wonderful inspiration in my life.
We'd like to thank Brian Gardner for sharing his story with us. He has no relationship currently with his father, and that's the way he wants it. He continues to have a strong relationship with his mother, and Gardner and his wife are currently raising a daughter. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.